I guess I don't know what you'd call it today, but we weren't like sitting in a class. We had a couple of classes where you sat in the classroom and you had to take notes and take final exams, but mainly you were doing art projects. And you'd be walking, we'd have these great big easels that we were working on, and everybody would be talking and walking around and joking. We had some of the most fun guys. I'd never gone to school with guys before, so that was kind of fun. And there were several of them that had been in the military, and so they were really fun. And we did a lot of stuff together. I mean, Dad met them all and their girlfriends, and we partied with them and stuff like that. But it was just so different from high school. It was like
Everyone should get to have the college experience for those reasons.
But it was stressful in the sense we put in a lot of hours, or because what would normally be in a regular to get the credits, what would normally be a 1 hour class at a regular program in a regular college atmosphere, ours were 3 hours. And because we had to do these art projects. And so for the same number of credits, it was three times as much time you actually spent. There were no like breaks. You didn't have any time during the day. You were in class from the time you got there till it was time to leave, and then I went to work.
Oh, is that when you worked at Macy's? So now, was those long classes in lieu of homework? Because
No, you still most some Most people still had a lot of work to do at home. We were still working on our projects at home.
Oh, wow. So you'd take your art
That's
supplies
when
back
Dad
and
made,
forth?
we had stuff at home, and then stuff, we pretty much, yeah, I pretty much carried everything back and forth.
Oh, wow.
And that's when Dad made a air compressor out of an old refrigerator so I could do airbrushing
You're
in the basement at
Oh
home.
my gosh, that's
Yeah, so
great.
that. But there were some people I was so envious of who they almost never they always finished their projects in an hour at night or something like that. It seemed like I was Helen and I were always saying, we're laboring over this for hours every night. How come some people can finish so fast? That would have been Uncle Tom. He would have been,
Dash it off so he could go dashing out.
Yeah, right.
That's funny. Okay, so
That's Bonnie Lee Lewis, yes. I still can't remember what her car was, but it was a little
yeah, she had a small car.
A little metro
That's
type
pretty
thing.
cute.
One of the few pictures of my mom and dad.
That's such a great picture.
That was, I don't remember if dad's school, I think, did that one.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I remember them. We never saw them again, but
Yeah, I know. This is one of those pictures. It's like, well, do we really need this picture? But it also triggers memories
Oh,
of
absolutely,
your.
yeah. This guy lives in Arizona, down in whatever the name of that place is, south of us. But they're very right wing.
Oh, darn.
So we got together with them a couple times. Very nice people, but we don't talk politics. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. I think some of these we've been through before.
No, Uncle Tom, the best man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about these Uncle Tom pictures. I've been sending Ellen pictures. Okay, so I got all that. I think these ones I'm all squared away on. Who's who and captions and stuff like that. Oh,
There's
yeah,
Aunt Lou.
there's Aunt Lou. Yeah.
See, now that's the McNamara's.
Absolutely. Arthur and Eleanor. And his mom was Eleanor and his wife was Eleanor
Yes, no
McNamara.
wonder it's
So
confusing.
confusing. Yeah,
And the
and
Espositos, Grandma Ethel's best friends, and the neighborhood friends.
Oh, right. Okay, cool.
I still get a Christmas card from some of these people.
Oh, fun. That's great. Yeah, I think think these are all, I'm just going to scroll down because.
Oh, there's the candy store.
Oh.
I'm on a one of those sites, you know, who attended St. Catherine of Siena.
Okay.
Great school, and that people have been finding pictures like that. Do you remember the candy store across the street from the church?
Oh, that's great. These are kind of arty pictures.
Yeah. Somebody's camera wasn't focused well, but that's for the times, I guess that's not so bad.
Yeah.
Grandpa Julius.
No.
I love that picture.
Yeah, and you know, I bet it's such a great picture of your dad.
Yeah. Uncle. He reminds me so much of Dan O'Neill.
Yes. Yeah, he does. That's probably a text coming in.
Yeah.
Which we don't have to worry
about.
Yeah,
okay. I like that one too.
Yeah, that's great. But anyway, David could touch any of these up,
he,
you know.
Well, he did when he made that album our 25th anniversary, and he took some spots off the wedding dress, and he opened my eyes in one picture.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty. Because those dresses crack me up, but especially, you know, the bold stripes.
Yeah. Well, that's
Edith.
Edith
from Lake Cushman.
Father Kurt is no longer a priest. Well, I guess you're a priest for life, but he's not a practicing priest. Not a practicing priest.
Yeah.
Oh. I love that. That was so much fun.
Yes. It seems like a long time ago.
Bob Clifford.
Oh, yeah, and there's Shirley Wise.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And John Zachary.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
We don't know if Joe is still alive, do we?
No. No, we don't.
I wish I had an email for Dodie Dickinson, because she was, you know, the one who kept us kind of up to date.
Well, I think I have Diana's email. Do you want me to send it to you or ask her for her?
Well, yeah, ask her where's her mom these days, and does she have an email or a phone number?
Okay.
I could talk to her. I really like Dodie. She was she's one of those people that did, you know, said it like it is.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah. But yeah. Nicely.
Nicely. And she was really good friends with Shirley, and I know there's some things about Shirley that were hard to take sometimes, but Dodie was easy.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, Shirley was a package. That's such a great picture. Okay, I don't think there's anything. I just love that car. That is such a great picture. Dinosaur Park. All right, so I think I'm going to skip down. I need to there's a lot of duplicates in here. I need to do some organizing. I just put this together.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, isn't that great? And I don't remember. Yeah, and so I had you check everybody's names. Mm-hmm. This one.
Yeah. Oh, I hate heights. I was even watching an interview at the Capitol building the other night, and the guy they were talking to was right up against the railing, and you could see behind him.
Oh, my stomach would be just
going. Yeah, exactly. And it's kind of like, okay, I don't want to watch this interview.
Yeah.
Well, there's the Donovans.
There's the Donovans. Yeah, I sent that picture to...
Good.
Marcy. Oh, yeah. And I sent this to Karen.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and it was kind of fun because, you know, it turns out that Keith Drum is missing from this picture. Took us a while to figure it out.
Who's that little person?
That is John Curley. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so it goes... you know, Kim, John. Yeah, so that's John and Maureen.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, he could have been hiding out somewhere and not wanted to be in the picture. Because I'm sure everybody would have come with their family. They wouldn't have stayed home.
Right. Yes, he was there because he's in another picture.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he ran off to the bathroom or exactly. Who knows?
Oh, I love that picture of that house. I wish we could pick that house up and put it right here.
Oh, wouldn't that be? Yeah, you need a little one of your Christmas village houses.
Yes. You know? Well, it kind of does remind me of one of them. Yeah. With the brick on the front. But.
So that's St. Albans, right?
Yeah.
And there's your dad.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that a great picture?
Yeah.
Do you remember that car?
Kind of.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was 1959, so. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's Lauren and. I know that's Michael and Lauren.
Yeah, Michael and Lauren. Yeah. Right. They would have been the only ones probably at the time. And then there's Ed. Yes. That was probably. Was that our wedding?
Or a christening or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's Jane.
Oh, and there's the Barbara.
Yeah, whose house? I had made a note. Whose house was that?
That's Barbara's house that she and Bernie lived in. But then when she and Jean got married, they just moved in.
Right.
And that was supposed to be a really elite neighborhood, but where they were situated in that neighborhood wasn't. It was right next to the railroad tracks or something in a busy street, but. That area, the town, whatever it is, you know.
Douglaston,
yeah. Very expensive, high-end neighborhood, even nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
Carrie.
I know. Yeah. Look at Barbara's hair.
Barbara's hair,
isn't
yes.
Isn't that great? Yeah.
Those are cute. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I haven't seen those in forever.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, that was visiting. That was at like Saltwater State Park or something like
right,
that.
Right, right. In one of her summer visits.
Yeah.
It's always sad to me, you know, to see pictures of Tommy as a kid.
Yeah.
Because nobody knew what was coming.
No, that's right. And we were so worried about him growing up to be a spoiled brat because. You know, he was the first, and they were so proud of him, and he could do anything he wanted, kind of.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, that's what it looked like to us. But you know the bumper sticker that says, I was a better parent before I had children?
Yes, that's true. That's true. Yeah. And some of these are sort of duplicates. I think that's Carrie.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because there's Lauren. You can tell her cute little pigtails.
Yeah.
Oh, and that, yeah, there's Ethel looking kind of swank. Yeah, I love this picture.
I wonder if Pat and Ed have this picture.
I wonder. Yeah, I think I sent it to Michael.
Uh-huh.
I just think it looks like an advertisement.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, with the that cool car.
Bernie. Whatever happened with them? Now, see, that's the girl.
That
must have come after.
Right, because
the
this
other girl.
Was before. This was 1958. Dad said this was the christening.
It must have been the christening.
Because they got a pink, you know.
Yes.
And so and Ellen was conceived in 1961.
Okay.
And if these two had stayed together for 3 years, they'd have been married.
Yeah.
For sure. So she was before. But I know I got so excited. I thought, oh, maybe that's Ellen's mom. But there's no way.
No.
I mean, she looks Jewish, right? I mean, she could be Jewish.
Could be, yeah.
But yeah, there's just no way.
Ellen's mother had to be blonde and blue-eyed.
That's true.
I think.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, it could go recessive all the way back to Grandma Ethel, but more likely... That's Michael. Wow.
Yeah, and that's Lauren for sure.
Yeah,
yeah. She. I recognize her really well. Yeah, his hair doesn't look red in there, and so it threw me.
Yeah, it's a strange color. Yeah.
And see, a lot of these are repeats that I kind of grouped together.
Yeah, he was me. He was highly photographed.
I'm sure.
Which happens with...
With the first... See, does that... Look at that face. That is so Lauren.
It's so Lauren.
It's just, like, classic. Snowstorm Hetty's.
Oh, that was
look
the...
Look at all the... There's you.
I know. I wasn't there.
Oh, no?
That's got to be Grandma Hetty. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, you weren't there. Oh, this is when Dad was coming.
Got snowed in.
Right. So approximately what year would that be? Because you can tell it's more current because of the photo quality.
And they were in the newer house, which they moved into.
Cambria Heights,
yeah. Which they moved into after we left. And Grandpa, and after Grandpa died.
Right.
So
Dad was on one of his Boeing trips.
Yeah, so it had to be 60s, I guess. I don't know.
Right. Oh, and that's right, and he got stuck there because he didn't...
Yeah, that's probably the rental car. They couldn't come and get it, and so he needed to get to the airport once the airport finally opened, and somebody from St. Catharines, one of the priests, came and drove him to the airport.
And then the rental company just came and picked up the car.
Yeah, they just left it there. I don't remember how long.
But... Oh, my goodness. Wow. Oh, yeah, look at Hattie with her snow shovel. That's great. That's a great picture. Oh, look at that.
That was, you know, one of our visits back, and I don't know, my mother invited her staff, all the people that she worked with at St. Catharines.
Right.
That's Aunt Marianne and Peggy.
And Peggy and Marcia.
So I'm not sure what the occasion was. I know that dress was what I bought to take when we went to Portugal.
Oh, yes.
So whatever year that was, we went to Portugal, and then we must have stopped on the way home, had to stop in New York probably on the way home.
Oh.
So we didn't have any kids with us.
Okay.
Which would have been...
Oh, a treat, a rare treat.
I know. I still can't believe we did that to Grandma Ethel.
Oh, was it that hard on her?
Oh, yeah.
How long were you gone?
I don't know. We keep debating whether it was 2 weeks or 3 weeks. I know it was a lot longer than I think she bargained for. I mean, we knew when we left when we were coming back, but I think when she first said, I'm going to be there for the summer anyway, or for a big part of the summer anyway, so you should go. And then I guess we figured out how long we'd be gone, and maybe that was not
what she signed up for, but she was used to doing that for other kids.
Yeah, but she always had a maid. You know, the people that she worked for always had help.
Oh, okay.
So thank goodness for Claire, because Claire...
Or did she help out?
Well, yeah, because Grandma Ethel didn't drive.
Oh.
And Claire would go to the grocery store, or if somebody had to go to the doctor, you know, Claire would either take them or she'd stay at, you know, the other kids.
Okay. Yeah, and I remember for us kids, you know, Ethel had to kind of go into discipline mode because she couldn't just be a grandma. She had run the ship. And so I remember we were kind of mad at her because she would be, you know, telling us we couldn't do this or that.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of responsibility.
Who do you think that is? It's a Gerlach. One of the girls.
It looks more like Maureen.
Oh, it does. Maybe it was Maureen. Okay.
And who is that? Is that Pat?
That's Pat, yeah. And that's Hetty.
Yeah,
and that's
I don't know
Hetty's
that
friends.
Yeah, I don't know that lady.
I think I've seen her in other slides.
Yeah, there's the backyard party. Uncle Charles.
Oh, is that Charles?
Yeah.
Oh, seriously?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, because is that Marcia?
Very likely, yes.
Oh, wow.
And that's Grandma Gerlach.
Oh, right, with Ellen probably.
Yep, Ellen with the red curls.
Red curls, yeah.
Maybe Chris.
That's Chris. And of course, Jerry. And that's Janet. Oh, and there you are in your Portugal dress.
Yeah, well, this was all the same day, probably.
Oh, okay, so none of us kids were there.
No, you were all back here with Grandma Ethel.
So when did Charles and Marcia move away?
Oh, they were already in New Jersey. Well, they were in New Jersey. I don't know what exactly what year they went to.
Texas. I have all that written down. But that's right. They were there for quite a while.
His post lawyer degree job was in first in New York City. They lived at the when they got married. They lived at the Stuyvesant, whatever those apartments were.
Oh, okay.
And then they moved to New Jersey to Montclair. But I think he still worked in the city. But that was commute, you know, like Uncle Tom, you know, from.
Right.
Lots of people worked in the city, didn't live right in the city anymore.
Sure. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll figure out what year that was, because then we can know whether they, did they even have kids yet? Because they had kids so much later than you guys, right? Oh, yeah, that was Maureen. Because they look at that face. Yeah.
And there, that's a great picture.
That is such a great picture.
His family.
Yeah.
I miss Jerry. I like Jerry.
I know. Everybody liked Jerry. Yeah.
But he was so cute. He always defended me.
Oh, against who?
Well, my sister would tell these stories about that things I wouldn't do because I was, you know, too shy. And I said to Jerry, you know what? I was 3 years younger. And he says, I know you walked to the store to get ice cream, too. It wasn't just Pat. Of course, he wasn't there. But
yes. Oh, that's great. Okay, yeah, more party pictures.
Oh, there's the...
Yes.
The girl at Clan.
All,
one, two, three,
all six.
Four. Wow.
Yeah. I wonder if they knew they were done at that point, or...
I don't know. Not. I think Ed was for sure done.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and there's that's at the Science Center.
Right, yeah.
And there's Aunt Ruth.
There's Aunt Ruth. Yeah, I've sure heard a lot of stories about her and her, you know, everybody just said she's just a wonderful person.
Yeah, her sister, Ethel, just thought she was amazing because she married a guy that, you know, kind of like, I don't know.
He was a creep.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. Ethel was always talking about Ruth and how she rose above all that and made a good life for herself and her family. And I love that picture of you.
Me too. I just love it. I've always loved that picture.
Look like a child model.
Yeah. Yeah. And my little Bastille Day. How did you know about Bastille Day?
We always knew about Bastille Day. We studied history in school.
Oh, they never taught me about that until I took French. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, well, somehow we knew.
Yeah.
A big picture of me, I'm pregnant.
Oh, yeah, look at that. With David, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of duplicates, but, you know, that's okay.
And this was at Barbara's house. So this was kind of the other side of the family. You know, the one in my mother's backyard that was, you know, my side of the family. This would have been Dad's side of the family.
Except for, it says that, yeah, so there's a bunch of Gerlach kids.
Yeah, I think
too.
They might have invited the Gerlach kid, you know, Pat and her kids. Yeah, because there's Michael.
Right, yeah, and it says here, you know, Ellen, Michael, Paul.
Yeah, that was at their house.
At Barbara's.
Barbara's,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's great. Some of these I don't remember at all. Look at him. Isn't he cute?
He's so cute. Yeah, he was super cute.
And that's when Lauren started getting really chubby. Started a lot of her problems, probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, I remember when she was older and I was there, we were there, and she was talking about how, you know, if you want to lose weight, you just eat nothing but lettuce.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And
so I don't know how she became obsessed with it or... you know, what causes people to, lots of kids are chubby in their preteen years.
Oh, yeah, it's actually a normal phase of development. You need that body fat to trigger the hormones that cause menstruation, which is why gymnasts, you know, grow gymnasts, don't menstruate. But Yeah, the eating disorders are really complex, and mm-hmm. there's just so much we don't understand yeah. about it. But luckily, most, you just have to mature enough to get beyond it. You have to survive it and yeah. move beyond it.
Right, which is and what happens to you psychologically during that time, with it, how much shame you got and, you know, teasing. Okay, that's Dad's house.
Oh, was that Ethel's house?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the fireplace needs cleaning.
Yes, it sure does.
Oh, it's Blondie.
Yes. So cute. Oh, yeah, that's cute.
Oh, yeah.
Uncle Tom, before he had kids.
Yep, he was a favorite.
Was he fun?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that cute picture.
It's cute. It's not a good picture of Tom, but no. it's still kind of cute. But yeah. It's a cute picture of Jane.
Okay, there we go. Jane always had the cutest haircuts.
Yes.
Yeah, there's...
Oh.
Lauren at not her most beautiful.
No, not a good picture of Lauren.
Okay, now there is the Donovans in that was in New Jersey.
Oh.
Oh. At their house in New Jersey.
Okay. So I'm just gonna click and see the name of this image so I can make a note. So that is 7833. Okay. Okay, so that's Donovan in New Jersey. Oh, yeah. 1964 New York World's Fair with your mom and dad. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Was it a really cool place?
Oh, it was, yeah, it was wonderful. It was amazing.
So that must have been the second World's Fair because Arthur paved, his company paved mm-hmm. a World's Fair back in the early 40s.
Yes.
Wow, look at that. Oh, look at that. So that's... me and Grandma Hetty,
and then
Kelly and Grandpa.
Yeah, I think it was just you two girls that got to go because...
Oh, it would have been too much.
Those were young enough that I don't know who we got to babysit. But.
Yeah.
And a lot of the same stuff that's at Disneyland.
Yes, right. Yeah, and these...
That's Jones Beach.
Oh, okay. So that's Jones Beach.
The big famous pavilion where they have wonderful events. Janet and Rich go line dancing there.
Oh, they do line dancing?
Yeah, they did. I don't know what they do now, but they've
cool.
done.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's the house in Cambria Heights that they loved.
Okay. And I wonder if that's their car or somebody else's. Oh.
That was upstairs in the attic, I think.
Oh.
Well, it was kind of like an unfinished attic space up there that they furnished with beds and stuff because we were coming.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, the girl X. Somebody.
Ellen or Lisa? We don't aren't sure which.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cute.
Wasn't good beach weather, I guess. It's kind of cloudy.
It's kind of chilly. So is that David?
Looks like Yeah, I think it's David.
Yeah, because that's how old Susan is.
Yeah, it must be David. Yeah, he was so blonde.
Yeah. And is
that's a good picture of Lori. And I never understood why somebody in the family, like her mom, Marcia, somebody would make comments about Lori being very plain. And I always thought she was really pretty. Because she had that beautiful tan, naturally tan skin like Emma, you know.
Oh, and, yeah. And I mean, that, look at her legs.
And that color, the same color hair like Emma's, you know, the honey blonde hair.
Yeah.
I always thought she was really pretty, but people would say she was very smart and very, you know, not very outgoing at the time, but I always thought, I always liked her. I thought she was really pretty.
Hmm. So where, whose house was this?
That's the same
That's
one.
The same That's one,
the
yeah.
The house in right. New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I'll send some of these to Lori because she might enjoy seeing them. Oh,
that's Norby. The car.
Is that the Gullwing? The Mercedes Gullwing? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. 190 SL. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that. That's great. We think that Ellen's mom might have had one because Michael remembers his dad telling him that he met this, you know, this Jewish woman and she had a Mercedes Gullwing and that's how he got to talking to her.
And that's as far as it went, huh? I mean, as far as that's all he told
that's
Peter.
That's all he mentioned, yeah. Right? And of course, it might have been Ellen's mom, maybe not, but we know she was Jewish. And
yeah.
So.
Yeah, and she was probably a beautiful blonde.
Oh, there's the Gullwing. Ah, okay.
Oh, maybe that's two different.
Yeah,
cars.
She was. Yeah, well, yeah. Tom certainly. Okay. You know. Yeah. Oops. These are all just Norby pictures. Anyway, there's.
Was that Arlene?
Yeah, I assume that's Arlene.
Yeah, she looks so different than the last time we saw her.
Oh.
Isn't he a character?
He's a character. I know.
I mean, he was definitely a unique person. That interesting guy, but you either loved him or couldn't stand him.
Mm-hmm.
Most people couldn't stand him.
Yeah. Oh, you want to see?
He is, and so is Karen, our daughter. I'm Kathy.
Oh, okay. Hi, Kathy. This is Jim Hyle.
How nice to hear you. I think I'm going to go check and see where Jim is, because I know he wants to talk to you.
Okay.